From Bree, this is Aftermarket, your daily podcast on the money stories that matter most.
I'm Milo.
And I'm Mia. The dollar sinks after the Fed holds rates steady. Brent crude jumps back above $90 as Middle East tensions flare. Ford raises its outlook again. And Apple hits a $5 trillion market cap for the very first time.
Let's get into it. The dollar posted its biggest drop in 2 weeks after the Federal Reserve held interest rates unchanged.
The Federal Open Market Committee voted 9-3 to leave the federal funds rate in a range between 3.5% and 3.75%. That was despite what was described as increasing support for a rate increase.
And traders took notice. They pared back bets that the central bank would raise borrowing costs at its next meeting in September.
Badev Kevin Warsh made a point of addressing that dynamic head-on. He said during his news conference that markets can be a good source of information, but not a determinative or perfect source.
That kind of language matters. Apollo's Torsten Slok says the Fed's new silence is fueling what he calls a yo-yo bond market. He attributed a Treasury sell-off specifically to Warsh's silence.
And so now, Fed watchers are preparing for a lesson in reading Chairman Warsh. The signals aren't just in what he says, but what he chooses not to say. Now to oil markets, where Brent crude jumped back above $90 a barrel.
The trigger. President Trump threatened to hit Iran hard, and that followed a sharp rally already underway from renewed Middle East tensions.
CENTCOM posted on X that Iran launched a ballistic missile attack on U.S. forces. The statement said the attack originated from Iran, but all missiles were intercepted.
And in that same window, Trump said the U.S. will give Iran a, quote, beating after the surprise attack.
Against that backdrop, the Dow fell during the session. Live coverage highlighted that Iran hostilities had ignited again, and SK Hynix shares slid as well.
Ford raised its profit forecast for the second time this year, and shares moved higher on the news.
Bloomberg's Keith Naughton, reporting on Bloomberg Open Interest, says the upgrade is driven by robust consumer demand for high-margin SUVs.
That's the theme we've been watching. Buyers continue to gravitate toward bigger, more profitable vehicles, and Ford is capitalizing on that shift.
Two forecast raises in 1 year is not something you see every day from a legacy automaker. It suggests the product mix is really working in Ford's favor right now. Shares of Hims & Hers fell about 10% after the Federal Trade Commission sued the company.
The FTC suit alleges that the telehealth platform shared sensitive health data with Meta and Snap. The complaint also targets billing practices and how the company handles subscription cancellations.
This raises real regulatory risk for direct-to-consumer health platforms that rely on advertising technology and recurring revenue models.
And there are more shoes that could drop here. We're watching for a company response, possible discovery disclosures about data flows to ad platforms, and any parallel inquiries from state-level consumer protection authorities. Let's run through a few earnings highlights. Visa beat fiscal third-quarter profit estimates, but also announced roughly 2,600 job cuts, taking a $563 million restructuring charge. That's per Bloomberg.
Procter & Gamble topped earnings per share expectations, but revenue missed forecasts as volume was unchanged.
And Humana exceeded quarterly estimates. The company kept its 2026 adjusted profit outlook at a floor of $9 per share and said medical costs were in line. Though some analysts call that guidance a disappointment.
Apple shares hit a new all-time high and reached a $5 trillion market cap for the first time.
Trader Mike Ku is playing that move. Meanwhile, CEO Tim Cook's final earnings call arrives with the stock at a record, and he still has plenty of concerns to address.
Elsewhere, investors are watching whether Microsoft follows Alphabet in raising its capital spending plans when it reports earnings after the bell.
And Meta reports second quarter results after the close. Investors are selling Meta heading into that report.
In credit markets, CDS activity is surging as Wall Street picks AI's winners and losers.
That's Aftermarket for today. I'm Milo.
And I'm Mia. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.